Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. After reading and thinking about the text that we heard, our gospel lesson today from Matthew 11, I don't know whether we should cry or rejoice. Maybe we should do both. What do you think? First, a reason to cry. A few reasons, in fact. For all of John the Baptist's faithfulness to prepare the way, calling people to repentance, how did John's life turn out? A big, juicy steak from God? A fabulous retirement villa in France? A two-week getaway in Gatlinburg? No. John goes to jail. He doesn't even get to collect $200. Sometimes the most faithful people in the Bible get the short end of the stick. Suffering. If we were her mom, his mom, we would probably cry. It's the cry of injustice. When people get punished for something they didn't do, or on the other hand, people who do things and don't get punished. Injustice, we cry. Another reason we might cry is John's question that we heard in the text today to Jesus. Are you the one who is to come, or should we be looking for another? We might start to tear up when we see John's confidence begin to be shaken. One wonders if John was expecting that if Jesus is the Messiah, then the bad guys should be in jail and the good guys should be set free. People still like to ask that age-old question, why do bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people? God has answered that question, hasn't he, at the cross and by his open tomb. Still, it may make us cry when our leaders, our pastors, our prophets lose their balance. Yikes! If it happens to them, what about us? A third reason we might cry is not in our text, but it's the demise of John the Baptist. Later, you may recall, he never does get out of jail. He doesn't become the new leader of South Africa, a new national hero like Mandela. Rather, he is beheaded because of a party favor for Herodias via Salome, who asked for John the Baptist's head on a platter, and Herod conceded to her wish. Jesus said, truly I say to you, among those born of women, there is arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. He may have had a wonderful life, full of purpose and wisdom and effective preaching, but his death was a whimper. It didn't even make it into Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. Thank God, however, John the Baptist knew his place. He was supposed to play second fiddle to Jesus, whose death was far greater than John the Baptist in every way. So I've given you three reasons to cry in Advent. For all of John's faithfulness, he goes to jail. Number two, John, the great preacher, seems to doubt whether Jesus is really who he thought he was. A little loss of balance. And three, John the Baptist dies in prison and never becomes a national hero a la Mandela. Weep with me. Mourn with me. Cry with me, O people of God. But when we're done crying, we need to see that it is God's will to turn our sadness into singing with joy. For his kingdom is not of this world, and John the Baptist demonstrates that, just as Jesus demonstrates that. A few reasons to rejoice from our text on Gaudete Sunday, Rejoicing Sunday. Number one, Jesus comforted John And he comforts us by his word, revealing his great power over sickness and death. Verse 5 in our text, Jesus says, "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is the one who's not offended by me." In the midst of suffering, in a suffering world, there is a Savior with healing power in his wings. "Lift up your heads, you mighty gates," we sing. "For God has sent his Son, our Savior. Do not fear," Jesus says. First, there were prophets like John the Baptist until the prophet of prophets comes. Jesus, in becoming the least in the kingdom of heaven, becomes the greatest of them all. By his birth and death and resurrection, he swallows up sin, sickness, and death forever. Rejoice. Number two, John the Baptist was the great law preacher. Jesus even calls him greater than all the people born of women, maybe even greater than Moses of the Old Testament who brought down the law. But to show that the law can't save you, God allows John the Baptist, the great law preacher, to be locked up. Jesus Christ is the end of the law for all who believe. He didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And now we know that John, the great law preacher who believed, is where? In heaven. The law preacher is dead, yes, yay, praise be to God, but the law preacher who believed in the coming Messiah is in heaven. Rejoice. Third and final reason to rejoice is the last eight words of our gospel today. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." You know the difference between holiday ears and Advent ears? Holiday ears only hear holiday songs on the radio, but they don't hear the Spirit of God calling all people to repent and prepare the way as John the Baptist did. Advent ears hear the law that John the Baptist preached, told people to get ready for the coming of Christ, and listen to the Old Testament readings that we hear that prepare the way for the Lord. And they prepare for his second coming, his second advent, which is, yes, to come. And he hears about John the Baptist, the forerunner. Here's why Jesus was born and gives us a true reason to rejoice when Christmas comes each year, every Sunday. Not simply because family is getting together and having gift exchanges, but because God gave his family, his own son, to be humbled and born of a virgin, and to reveal God's ways, to show his power and grace to save sinners, you and me. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. God, through our baptism, gives us hearing ears. May we not simply put the buds from our iPods and tablets and so forth into our ears this Christmas time, and simply push out God's voice, but rather open our ears. Not turn a deaf ear to our neighbor in need, but let us have ears that hear the promises of God. Ears that hear and help one another. Ears that let our voices know that our gladness has no end. As it said in our text today, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say, rejoice. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.